The Cubs for a Cure Radiothon remembers.
Bobby Jenks passed away on July 4th at the age of 44, following a valiant fight against cancer.
The only family, a real family, a good family ever happened to his life. He was 2005 all the way to play for the White Sox. Those guys love him. He loved those guys. After that, he got his kids and his wife. That's it. You know what I mean? Anybody in the White Sox uniform. You can ask about Bobby. He was a great guy.
You know, I know fans, they saw him as a, you know, a hard-nosed closer going out there. But we saw the other side of him, a great guy that loved to joke around. He smiled a lot. And, you know, he's definitely going to be missed.
Losing somebody like that, he's a little kid in a big man body. And always goofing off, always having fun. And so, yeah, just not having him here and hearing that news, it hit me a little bit harder than I thought it would.
Yeah, it's definitely a kick in the gut. Not seeing him here, not being able to give him a hug. And for him not being able to share this with us.
After so long of fighting a lot of things, he was in an awesome place, and he was actually not only a good place himself, he was putting other people in good places. That's hard to do.
He always had a big smile on his face, and he was, you know, like everybody's a big teddy bear, and his laugh was contagious, and not seeing that or hearing that while we're here, it's hard.
We'll talk about Bobby and just what an awful situation it is. He's missed, and just feel for his family, and cancer sucks, man.
Bobby was just a lovable, he liked having a good time, he liked playing practical jokes, he liked messing around, and when he got out there, he took care of business.
Jenks with a deep breath. He okays the sign. From the stretch with a runner at second. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Palmeiro. A ground ball past Jenks up the middle of the infield. Uribe has it. He throws. Out! Out! A White Sox winner and a world championship!
This is as good as it gets. The Sox are world champions in Chicago. Go crazy!
We play for the love of the game, the joy of it. It's what I love to do. I'm playing to be a world champion. And that's what I wanted to do from the time I could pick up a baseball.
Toast to Bobby Jenks. We miss you, brother.
Cheer, boys. Bobby forever.
Welcome back to the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on The Score and the Marquee Network. CubsForACure.com, Cure25-41444. We have unbelievable healthcare here in Chicago, which is why it is very cool that our dollar-for-dollar match this hour is being brought to you by the Rush MD Anderson Cancer Center. They heard about the work of Brain Up. They listened to this radiothon last year, and they decided that they wanted to get involved. So Rush MD Anderson Cancer Center is putting up money this hour, and it's a big one. So we got to double their money here for this hour. So text CURE25 to 41444, CubsForACure.com, 773-388-8270. 81 games in the bleachers are available for you. That's a $20,000 donation. That's a big one. How about this? You want to co-host Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel?
Huh?
$1,000. $1,000. Co-host Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel.
The whole show?
Well, you can do it for an hour.
All right. One hour of Hit and Run with me on a Sunday morning.
I would say, all things considered, no.
Yeah. Is Tony not going to bid?
An hour on The Score with Spiegs talking baseball, though. Seriously. $1,000 for that hour. And you can hang out behind the scenes, see how the whole thing is done, but then you can be on the air for an hour. We also have Cubs convention tickets. $200 gets you a pair. We got five of them. So those should fly off the shelves right now. $200 Cubs convention tickets. Text CURE25 to 41444. Unforgettable winter weekend, 39th. There's Cubs legends, players, coaches. It's the Sheridan Grand in Chicago. So that does not include the hotel stay, but it gets you into the convention. $200 for the convention tickets. $1,000 for the hour on The Score with Spiegs. $20,000 for the bleacher tickets. But joining us now on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, you just heard the messages and the memories of Bobby Jenks, is the man who is his friend, his battery mate, like you said, and he was in his seat as the manager of the Windy City Thunderbolts, Toby Hall, with us on The Score. Toby, thank you so much for the time today, sir. How are you?
What's up, boys? How you guys doing?
We're doing very, very well. I wanted to first publicly extend my condolences on the loss of your friend, Bobby. I thought it was inspiring to see and hear how you talked about him and what you were doing for Eleni and his family after he passed away.
Yeah. This one stings. This was a hard one. And, you know, I didn't think that was going to be the last time I'd talked to him. But, you know, when he asked me to step in for him, they couldn't fly out here. And I said, of course, man, whatever you need. And we had a great conversation and 3 days later. It's brutal.
Can you share, Toby, what kind of place Bobby was in, sort of mentally, emotionally, spiritually there, you know, towards the end of his life? What kind of headspace he was in?
What was weird was it was actually one of our best conversations in the last few months. And, you know, the more I find out, I mean, the doctors were giving him more, a little more pep in his step, if you will, as far as medication but the one final thing he said to me, he goes, Toby, I'm not scared anymore. So that was, I got off the phone and called my wife. I was like, oh man. You know, normally when someone has some closure and not scared anymore, they're pretty close.
Yeah. And, listen, I want to thank you for helping me connect with him. And, you know, I talked to Bobby. You know, Eleni said I was the last person that he spoke to on the phone, like 2 days, whatever it was before he died. So right around the time, it sounds like that you talked to him.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've messaged with her since, and I just want you to know that we are going to be honoring the $20,000 donation to his family. It'll be to his widow to help cover some of the end of life expenses that unfortunately come with dying, because that was what that was what Bobby and I had agreed to. And so I talked with Eleni, and that's what we're going to be doing at the end of this radiothon.
Yeah, I can't thank you guys enough what you guys are doing, and it's going to help them really big.
Listen, we're happy to do it. What people who didn't get to know him, what should people know about Bobby Jenks? How do you want him to be remembered?
I'm over here in Crestwood, you know, managing his team, and was able to sit down with all the players, especially the ones that he recruited and got here. And, you know, I had them just kind of go around and tell stories. And he's not just a, you know, I was trying to tell everybody, he's not just a 05 champ. And, When him and I went and coached in 22 out in Colorado, I didn't realize how good, you know, just being friends and teammates, how good of a manager and coach he actually was. And it's an impressive part that all these players, you know, were able to bring up stories about, you know, he was a jokester and he would, but he kept kids accountable for, obviously, you know, just like we were raised, coming through the minor leagues. And he's just a fun dude, and it's Kate, his daughter, is a spitting image of him. Just his facial reactions and his little giggles and stuff. So just an amazing dude that we lost.
Hey Toby, I got to tell you, thinking about Bobby as a player and his, you know, work habits and his life, it's pretty amazing he became a good manager. Like, must have been some growth. It must have been some pretty amazing growth in there. That's really cool.
It was crazy. I just kind of watched him at the beginning, and then as the season would go along, and just how he prepared himself and how we recruited players, because we don't have a farm system, so we got to go find these kids. And there wasn't a time where, you know, he denied someone for early work or stayed late to talk to them. And it's just an impressive what he actually gave back to these kids.
That's awesome.
Toby, thank you so much for making time and telling stories. And sincerely, man, it's something that I'll remember for the rest of my life, being able to have that conversation with Bobby and then exchanging messages with Eleni.
Yeah.
So seriously, man, thank you for connecting me with him. It means a lot, and we're going to try to do our best for him, okay?
And thanks for what you guys are all doing. Appreciate you guys.
All right, thank you. That's Toby Hall with us on The Score.
And now still the manager of Bobby Jenks' team, the Windy City Thunderbolts, in the Frontier League. That's awesome.
That's right. So we appreciate him adjusting his schedule and coming on with us. So we got to move some items here, Speaks, because we got to hit this Rush MD Anderson match this hour. Make your $250 donation. Did I say 200 earlier? I think it's 200. I'm sorry. I said 200, so I'm sorry to the Cubs. It's got to be 200 now. But for the Cubs convention tickets. So Cubs convention tickets, next five people, call or text, you get the pair to Cubs convention. $1,000, co-host an hour of Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel. That works out. Also for $200, you want a Cubs autographed baseball? That's available for you. Text CURE25 to 41444. Current Cub will autograph a baseball for you. Big ticket item, Speaks? You want one?
Yes.
All right.
I do.
All right, let's see here. I got a lot to pick from here.
Okay.
We got some good ones.
In the meantime,
I got it.
$1,000 you get to come in and do an hour with me on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, for Speaks' ego, this needs to fly off
Seriously.
The shelf here.
I mean, also for cancer research.
Yeah, exactly. But really, really.
I got to feel good about something. Yeah. Tanny, can you bid on this? Tanny, please. God's sakes.
Well, I will say this to a lot of your dedicated callers who call you every Sunday. This is an opportunity to not have Speaks cut you off when you're in the middle of a really great thought.
That's right.
He has no choice now but to listen to you.
Right. Maybe Stan from Bellwood can bid on this. He can come in and just do the whole hour.
I wasn't saying names, but you took it there. Ben in Queens, where are you at?
Where are you, Ben? I'll prop my feet up and let you take over.
Unbelievable. All right. So let's do one more big ticket item here. So the Cubs convention tickets are available. The autograph baseballs are available. 773-388-8270. You want to meet Carson Kelly? You want four tickets to a game? You want to also go in the Odyssey booth and meet Pat and Ron?
Man,
this is a big one. So this is the type of thing that the Cubs have put together, because the Cubs are such unbelievable partners in this. Bryn and Jen and all their team, they work so hard behind the scenes to help us make this, you know, Colin Faulkner and Crane Kenny and the whole thing. But so we try to put together things that you can't buy.
Well, and the thing is about being in that booth with Pat and Ron that I've been lucky enough to be in, to work with them and to support them, and for Zach as well, and to be in the back with Paul Zerang, it is a magical perspective on the ballpark. If you've never had a chance to be up there, it will change the way you look at Wrigley, change the way you think about radio broadcasts for the rest of your life. And those guys will be warm because that is their default. So bid on this.
So this is So this is $2,500. So $2,500, you'll get four tickets to a game. You'll get to meet Carson Kelly. Then during the game, you'll get to go up to the Odyssey booth.
My goodness.
And be there with Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer. So, I mean, that's just, you couldn't buy it, right? That's the type of thing that you got a Cubs fan in your life. You want to do an anniversary present, a birthday present, a graduation present.
And Carson Kelly is an unbelievable guy. Like, an incredibly sweet and cool dude who has Chicagoland ties. I believe he was born here. I mean, that would be an amazing component to this whole thing. That guy's really fun. And then Pat and Ron, that is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, so it's really, really cool. So that is just an awesome thing. So $2,500 donation gets you the meet and greet, gets you in the booth with Pat and Ron, gets you the four tickets to the game. Text CURE25 to 41444. Go to CubsForACure.com is how you can do that sort of thing. And again, that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to move money to get it matched by the Rush MD Anderson Cancer Center to make as much money as we can for cancer research.
It is awesome, the relationship that you have forged with the Cubs as an organization, Danny. And I know we're on marquee at the same time here. And you can see that I'm wearing the old school vintage one year ago Cubs for a QR t-shirt. You've got the new one
going on. That's right.
And if you go to CubsForACure.com, you can see all the items that you could possibly bid on. But for anybody who's got a lifelong Cub fan friend, or if you are a lifelong Cub fan looking to have these kind of once-in-a-lifetime experiential things that you could bid on and maybe give to somebody or use for yourself, this is a great hour for you.
It is, man. There's just really cool things that they do, and I can't really... I was saying it to you the other day, like the interconnectedness of like Brad knowing Rhino and then knowing Council and then that being my brother and then them hiring Council and the entire thing.
It's amazing.
It is truly surreal. So I feel very fortunate that the best organization in town has embraced me in this way and me back to them. But joining us now, because Rush MD Anderson and their cancer center, they do some absolutely incredible work. BrainUp has funded clinical trials with them. We wanted to talk to an assistant professor of neurology, Dr. Nam, over there at Rush MD Anderson. Doctor, thank you so much for calling into the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. We're over $200,000 raised since we've been on the air just at 10 a.m.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Yes. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I think people, when they hear cancer, they want to know optimism. Like, where is there in your science, where do you see reason for hope and optimism?
I mean, I think there's always new drugs coming out, and then we've had some clinical trials that had a long-lasting impact on some of the patients. So, you know, in my practice, I have patients who's been in clinical trial that was at Rush, like even before I came along a long time ago, and I follow them now. And then these long-term survivors, they're the really the ones that's giving us hope to keep going and then try different things to find something that works for them.
So, you know, it's one thing for me to say, you know, Brain Up is special because Brain Up embraced my brother and I'm on the board of directors, but clearly I am biased. But you have worked with it. Your team has worked with it. They are a primary benefactor of this whole Cubs for a Cure weekend. Tell people what you think about Brain Up.
I think Brain Up is really one of the most unique organizations, I think, for somebody to be so dedicated to, like, you know, they're very dedicated to the people and patients of Chicago. And then to really bring the money back to the city and then helping treat the, really focusing on the patients here. I really don't see a program like this anywhere else. So I know that if you guys are giving money right now, it's going to stay in the city. It's going to benefit the patients here, not elsewhere. So they're doing really, really good work.
Dr. Nam from Rush MD Anderson Cancer Center, you specialize in symptom management, which I think is like a really special thing because that will help patients deal with this better, right? Because it's not, you're not going to get a cure overnight. What does that exactly mean? What does that entail in terms of your specialization?
Yeah, so the funny story is that when I was going into residency for neurology, for the longest time, I was convinced that I was going to be actually like a dementia doctor. I was going to be the cognitive behavioral specialist, and that's what I went in to do. So kind of patients with kind of thinking memory problems, they're very special and dear to me even now. Universe had a different plan, and I ended up becoming a neuro-oncologist, but I think a lot of our patients, unfortunately, have a lot of symptoms related to their brain and thinking, memory, and their kind of personality. And that's kind of the hardest thing sometimes to see for the patients and the family. Because even those things can happen even when the tumor is stable. And sometimes that's even harder than hearing the tumor is growing.
Yeah. So, no, listen, that's amazing. And I just want to let you, you know, get you out of here because Rush MD Anderson, it's really cool for me. It's like a tremendous honor that hospitals around the city are starting to take note of what we're doing here. I know you're proud of the Rush MD Anderson Cancer Center and the opportunities that are available for people in Chicago.
Yes, we are.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Nam, for coming on. We're going to be talking to a patient later on this hour who was treated at Rush and speaks glowingly about their experience. So thank you for all the work that you do.
Of course. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. That's Dr. Nam from the Rush MD Anderson Cancer Center, an assistant professor of neurology with a specialization in symptom management.
You have channeled your curiosity and intellect at all realms of cancer research and the Chicago hospital and medical community.
I know a little too much about it right
what
now.
What has fallen by the wayside? Hold on, let me guess. Out-of-town baseball players.
Oh, dude. These guys that are being named in these trades.
Yeah.
It's like Nunez got traded.
Can you believe the Pirates gave up Bednar?
Oh my God.
I
love Bednar.
Actually, Tanny, as long as you're using the sounder, Carlos Correa back to the Astros?
Oh, I've heard of him.
From the Twins? He's going to play third base for the Astros, is Correa. They're getting the band back together. You can't have Tucker. You can't have Kyle Tucker back. All right?
The autograph baseballs have been claimed, so those are gone. We have someone calling. They're at least considering the hour of hit and run with
What do you mean they're calling?
No, they're calling. I can see live. I got a live tracker.
No, we got news on that front, so I'll hit the sounder for this.
Uh-oh. What's happening?
Two people have called for the hit and run hour, so two different people will do an hour on hit and run.
Wait a minute. I didn't know I was giving up two.
Can I tell you what's about to happen?
I'm about to get bumped for Bears in September. I only have so many hours
exactly.
here, Robbie.
This is amazing. He's a beautiful man.
Can I do it on the same day?
It's not a full show. It's just an hour.
Can I do it when Ronji's filling in? No, all right. I'll do it. That's fine. Two people? So $2,000. Let's go.
$2,000 for hit and run.
There you go.
Let's go.
$2,000, hit and run.
Only took 21 minutes of the hour, Parkins.
That's not bad.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Fichtner.
Danny, are you going to listen now?
When is the show?
Sunday morning, 9 to 12, Danny. That's when it's always been.
During baseball season.
You've never listened before.
Oh,
so why would you listen now?
No, it's a baseball show?
Yeah. It's a great show. I'll tell you what, those listeners who bid on it, they can be involved in the selection of the team of the moment. That's a big factor. Big factor for them.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. That's very, very spectacular.
Team of the Moment is based on a song called Heat of the Moment by the band Asia.
I feel like we should have mentioned that in the front end. We could have got a whole lot more for these packages.
Danny, a song is when people right. put words and music together.
Yeah.
A band, well, it's another time.
It's very confusing. Dexter Fowler's going to join us at the end of the hour. 4 o'clock hour, you will hear Carson Kelly, the experience has been sold.
Whoa!
I'm going to have something for you guys on the commercial break on that, by the way.
That's the whole big thing that includes the Pat and Ron visit?
Yeah, with the $2,500 donation there. So that was sold. That's amazing.
Look at that. Look at us. What else can we sell? Let's go.
You challenge the mob right now? How about this? Do you think it's a big series when the Cubs play the Nationals in September? You think that's a big series, right? September baseball at Wrigley?
What are the dates on that?
September 5th through the 7th?
September baseball of consequence at Wrigley is a big deal.
All right. Well, you think Section 13, Row 9 are good tickets?
Those are unbelievably great tickets.
Ninth, that's the Tom Ricketts section. That's basically you're 9 rows back from the on-deck circle.
That means you can look left and see into the Cubs' dugout pretty much.
All right. How about 2 tickets to all 3 games of the series?
Holy bejesus.
For $2,000. $2,000,
folks.
Cancer research getting doubled. Rush MD Anderson Cancer Center. I'll be offended if those last through the break, frankly. 773-388-8270. We've got a patient story on the other side. We got a lot more to do here at this point, and so there's going to be a ton more to come. 773-388-8270. Cubs for a Cure rolls on after this on the Score.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
This is Matthew Boyd, and I stand for all those currently fighting right now. Thank you for supporting Cubs for a Cure.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
Welcome back into the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. The Hit and Run Hours flew off the shelf. Convention tickets are still available. Cubs Convention, unforgettable winter weekend, 39th annual. The Nationals tickets are still available. 2 tickets to all 3 games, September 5th, 6th, and 7th. You don't have to use them, but it's Section 13, Row 9. Unbelievable seats.
Those are outrageous. And if you went to StubHub and tried to score a pair of those for each game with fees and with everything, you'd be over that.
You'd be way over that.
And this is you getting them while doing this unbelievable service for cancer research.
That's exactly right. And this hour, by the way, you're $5. Hey, I can't afford these big ticket items. Totally understand. $5 becomes 10, 25 becomes 50. We have a dollar-for-dollar match here thanks to the Rush MD Anderson Cancer Center. And I want to throw out one more big ticket incentive item for right now. And this is very, very cool. This is one of my favorite players. When I was a teenager, I absolutely loved Aramis Ramirez. Aramis Ramirez, it was just like this dude was like a double machine when he was up. I was like, how does anyone ever get the ball by him?
He just
hit the ball so hard. When the Cubs do their Cubs Hall of Fame weekend next year, so this will be like a midsummer, early September type game, so you should get good weather. You get 4 tickets to the Cubs Hall of Fame game and an exclusive meet and greet with Aramis Ramirez before the game.
Dude.
So you could meet him, take your pictures, ask him your question, whatever you want to do.
He's a really congenial, good dude. I've met him at the convention and hung out a little bit. He's a really good dude.
So this is a $3,000 experience that it's not the type of thing you can just buy. So if you loved Aramis Ramirez like I did, 4 tickets to a game, Cubs Hall of Fame weekend, pregame meet and greet with Aramis Ramirez, 773-388-8270. That's 773-388-8270.
I think, and it's good to be playing a lot to the big ticket items, and you and I, this reunion of Spiegel and Parkins, it's not a reunion of Parkins and Spiegel.
Not at all.
I know it's confusing to a lot of people.
It's very confusing.
But this reunion is really nice, and we're playing to the big ticket items. But
it's a newer type of situation.
That's a man, by the way, that Danny Parkins hung out with at an airport. for like hours.
Yeah, for too long.
For a
9 hour delay.
9 hour delay with Les Grobstein. That's some people's dream. That's some people's radio dream that you had a chance to realize in person. But to you, members of the mob, thank you so much for donating as you did. But other listeners, if there's anybody out there who's like, man, it's good to hear these guys together in an afternoon. We're together because Danny is committed to doing this radiothon every year. And it's a really cool opportunity. And if you can be a part of it and help raise the money, you'll ensure that things like this get to keep happening and you'll do your part. So even if it's a $23 donation for Ryan Sandberg,
yeah,
or a $45 donation in honor of Bobby Jenks, or anything, an $83 donation in honor of the score, hop on in and do
83.
It. Visit CubsForACure.com, or you can simply text CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444, and you can make a donation. We'll know it's you. We'll know what it's about by the number that you give, and you can keep this kind of thing going. So hopefully every year we get to do this and hang out.
That's the idea. Rush MD Anderson Cancer Center does amazing work. Susan Brannan, you see her in the commercials for Rush. Her story is truly inspirational, and it was an honor to be able to have Susan with us on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. Joining us now during the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on behalf of this hour's sponsor, we have to double their money, folks. Rush MD Anderson Cancer Center has put up a five-figure pledge, so let's be sure your $10 becomes $20, your $25 becomes $50. We're going to try to post a big number on the board, and we appreciate Rush MD Anderson Cancer Center right here in Chicago for recognizing the great work here of Cubs for a Cure. You could text CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444. And joining us now is a former patient of Rush, and that is Susan Brannan. Susan, thank you so much for the time. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Danny. Thank you for asking.
So you had headaches, and then the next thing you knew, you were at Rush. Can you just tell people your story? And if people are like, hey, that voice sounds familiar, yes, that is Susan, famous from the Rush commercials that you see all over Chicago. So thank you for gracing us with your celebrity presence.
Of course, yeah. It seems like that commercial is getting a lot more attention than I ever thought it would, which is awesome. But to go back to your question, I had headaches. They're pretty bad. If you've ever experienced a migraine, you know you have blurry vision. Sometimes you're feeling nauseous, things of that nature. So when I decided it was time to start looking for answers to my headaches, that was the response I got. Hey, you just have a migraine. Until we went on a family vacation and my parents and my family were like, something is not right with our daughter. This is not looking right. So they called, and on the way home, we had a meeting with the doctors I had been seeing. They scheduled an MRI, and essentially that MRI came back, and I never left the hospital from there. So if you've ever had an MRI before, you're probably aware that you usually go get the MRI, you go home, the doctor calls you, or you go to your doctor appointment and they tell you what's going on the MRI. That was not my case. I was at a hospital in the southwest suburbs. They said, you're not leaving today. And then we were transferred over to Rush once we realized that this tumor that was about the size of a softball needed to come out.
Yeah, just, you know, and any Chicagoan knows the size of a softball. It's not supposed to be in your head. And this wasn't just any day, right? How old were you when this happened?
This is actually on my 24th birthday, so I had grand plans to go get this MRI done. I purposely scheduled it super early in the morning so I could go to breakfast and just have my birthday, and that turned out to be plans got canceled after that. So,
and when they gave you the results and you weren't leaving the hospital, what was the diagnosis?
The diagnosis ended up being malignant. So from a timeline perspective, the MRI, the initial MRI was on Saturday. I was admitted to that first hospital and then transferred to Rush. So on Sunday, Rush did a whole bunch of their own testing and things of that nature. And then we went in for emergency surgery on Monday. And during that surgery, they had run an initial preliminary test on the tumor, and it was malignant. So after further testing, it came back that it was Ewing sarcoma in the brain, which is not common. It's something you usually see Ewing sarcoma in pediatric patients, and it almost never presents itself in the brain. So they were kind of like a medical anomaly of what they stumbled upon with my case.
So you're famous for the commercials and for being in medical journals for having Ewing sarcoma in the brain as an adult.
Exactly, yes. And I'm sure they don't use my name, so I'm probably patient number 67814358 or something like that.
So yeah, it's a remarkable story, 24 years old, to have that diagnosis. And again, we appreciate Rush MD Anderson Cancer Center for sponsoring this hour of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. Text CURE25 to 41444, and we can double your money. Put up $500 in honor of Susan's story. You get it's a $1,000 donation. Hey, she was diagnosed at 24. Make a $24 donation, and it becomes $48, thanks to Rush MD Anderson Cancer Center. You know, we deal with sports fans and on sports radio here, so, you know, we have stats, right? This person had 15 points. This guy had 60 home runs. Your numbers for radiation and rounds of chemotherapy are fairly staggering. Can you share with people how many you did over what period of time and what that was like?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually maxed out the amount of lifetime radiation at 30 rounds. And man, I had 27 rounds of chemotherapy, and those were being done simultaneously. Over the course of my treatment, it was about a year and a half, a little over a year and a half in length of how long I went through these treatments. And, you know, from while I was undergoing radiation and chemotherapy, the surgery itself was rather traumatic. I mean, they had to remove something that's fairly large from my brain. So from the combination of the tumor being in there and then the surgery itself, I also was in what is called day therapy. And that's where I had to reteach myself how to walk, how to talk, basic cognitive functioning. So it was quite a bit going on to keep me busy during the recovery process.
Yeah, to put it mildly, Susan, and, you know, normally we'll save the great news for the end, but I think it is worth hearing. When was your last treatment?
The last treatment was actually just got a notification that it was 8 years ago. So that was a pretty big day. They where I was a staple in the office at that point. So I had some cakes and cookies and balloons and things like that.
So you are officially in remission?
Officially in remission, yes. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's an incredible thing. 24 years old, you get that diagnosis, 30 rounds of radiation, 27 rounds of chemo, need to teach yourself again how to, you know, basically walk, talk, do everything, and now you are in remission 8 years since your last treatment. And you're an active person. There's a reason that people have kind of been drawn to your story. It was written about in the Sun Times. You're featured in these commercials. How did you, once you were able to kind of reteach yourself how to walk and talk and get back to your life, where did you turn?
It was kind of difficult because I've always been an active person. As you mentioned, I was a collegiate athlete, so I was always around, whether it be weightlifting or it be softball or whatever it might be, I was always doing something. And when I stopped, when the treatment stopped, my body had lost so much muscle that I was kind of like, well, now what? Because I'm not able to do what I used to be able to do. So I had this real mental shift that I had to go through, that I was basically starting from zero when it came to any type of athletic activity going on again, beyond basic what, you know, most people are able to do where you're like walking for extended periods of time and such. But that Christmas happened to be, my sister had recently moved across the country. So we had decided as a family that rather than presents, we would do some sort of fun activity geared toward each person in the family and surprise them with it. So long, to make a long story longer here for you, Danny, the my present was trapeze. And knowing that I'm a pretty big adventure person, my family hit the nail on the head with this one. They found Get a Grip Trapeze in Chicago, and we took a class there. And true to form, I signed up for more classes, and I never looked back. It was just such an amazing experience, and it was something that immediately clicked with me as this is going to be my movement going forward. And it was nice to feel that, just that sense of community, and also being able to use my body again.
Yeah, from a brain tumor to the trapeze, it's not a normal arc. And again, if you're inspired by Susan's story, let's double rush MD Anderson's donation here. Text CURE25 to 41444. Just two more things for you, Susan. And again, we really appreciate your time. What was it like getting your treatment at Rush?
It was, honestly, I couldn't have asked for a better experience. You're told you hear the C word, and your brain, basically your mind, just shuts off. You go to the pretty much the worst case scenario almost immediately, because that's how we know to think about cancer. And never once when I was getting treatment with Rush, or when we were creating a treatment plan, did I feel like I wasn't in the right spot. I always knew that regardless of what happened, I was going to be getting the best care that I could be. And they were going to do what they could to accommodate not just myself, but also my caregivers. Taking on what a lot of people don't realize, Danny, is that when somebody has cancer or any type of serious medical illness, there's an army of people behind them from a caregiving standpoint that also need to be taken care of. And I was really impressed with how Rush approached not just me, but also my family, and really took it as a team approach, making sure that every step of the way we knew exactly what was going on.
We're very lucky to have such unbelievable care right here in Chicago, and the partnership between Rush and MD Anderson with their cancer center is a massive, massive deal. And, you know, so now this is 8 years since your last treatment. You're in remission, and, you know, they gave you life and time. And I just want to say congratulations, right? There's congratulations in order. You've expanded the family.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. So since then, I've got married. We just had our first son, or our first child, who happens to be a son. He just turned a month old. So we've been over the moon, going through all the trials and tribulations of new parenthood, but it's been wonderful.
Susan Brannon, Rush MD Anderson, it is a truly inspiring story. Thank you very much for sharing it with us. And you're helping us raise a lot of money, with 100% going to cancer research. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you. This is such an amazing cause. I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to be a part of it.
Susan Brannon, amazing story. We have to hit this Rush MD Anderson match. Text CURE25 to 41444. The Hall of Fame meet and greet weekend with Aramis Ramirez for $3,000 is still available. We've got a lot more to come here, including Dexter Fowler next on Marquee and the Score.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
From the Chicago Cubs, Dexter Fowler.
I guess I'm the first one on the mic. It's nothing new. You know what they say? They say, you go, we go. So I'm going.
Dexter Fowler has just walked it off. Santa Maria.
There's some unfinished business here. Dexter decided to go for the fit over the money, and we're extremely appreciative of that.
Score! What a start! Dexter Fowler, hello, in Game 7.
It's the first ever leadoff home run in a Game 7, and it belongs to Dexter Fowler.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
Donations are flying in, Speaks. How about this? We passed $230,000. feels kind of significant for Rhino, right? We've passed, we're at $238,000
man,
right now.
I don't think we were this far along this time last year. This is great to be a part of. Going to beat last year's number.
I'm not trying to get into my head about that, but I'm in my head about it. Text Cure 25 to 41444. Rush MD Anderson Cancer Center is doing our match this hour. We very much appreciate them. So your $5 becomes 10, your 20 becomes 40, 100 becomes 200. The $3,000 Aramis Ramirez experience is still available. The $20,000 bleacher experience is still available. For anyone who doesn't know, 20 grand, 81 games next year, you get a pair to the bleachers every game. I promise you it's worth more than that on the resale market, but and also it's the type of thing you literally can't buy right now. You have to be an existing season ticket holder to have access to something like that. So really, really incredible opportunity. Call up 773-388-8270. But joining us now, as we are broadcasting live on the Marquee Network and on the Score, Cubs legend Dexter Fowler. Dex, thank you so much for participating in Cubs for a Cure. How are you, sir?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I'm really good, actually. I said I'm in town. My our English Premier League team's playing. They played at Soldier Field yesterday, so I'm actually over here, and these dudes, we got them in the cage, and I'm going to see if they can hit.
Ooh. I don't, what do you think? You think they can hit?
You know what? One of my guys on my team, his celebration is a baseball swing. So I said, we're going to put that to the test.
Okay, I like it. A little competition on the side. You know, cancer has touched everybody, Dex, and right now we're doing this in honor of Rhino, obviously for the Cubs, but I assume you met him. What was your relationship like with Rhino?
One of the last conversations I had, my mother-in-law has stage 4 cancer, so...
Oh, man.
One of the last conversations I had, I told him he's an inspiration for all of us, and, you know, it's, you know, keep battling, but... Like you said, man, cancer, it hits everybody, you know, different ways. And you know, to see Rhino and just the person he was and, you know, the legacy he has and he left, man, it's truly sad. When I told my wife, she goes, I'm so sorry. She goes, I remember that last conversation we had with him. So, but he needs to know, and his family needs to know, like he left a lasting impression on my family and myself.
That's beautiful, Dex. You know, and it's, I think the fact that your team, the 2016 Cubs, had not one but two dudes who had survived cancer on that team, and John Lester and Anthony Rizzo, speaks to the power of what we're trying to do, raise money for the research to extend the lives of people who are dealing with this. Those teammates being grateful and being a part of that team, that probably had a big impact on you guys in the clubhouse and beyond.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Just, and you know, to touch on that a little bit, I mean, just, you know, talking to Tony and talking to Johnny, it's like you talk to those guys and just the perspective they have on life. And because, you know, it cancer doesn't discriminate. It can hit anybody or can affect anybody, whether that's your, you know, 2 months old or you're 70 years old, right? And so that the magnitude of what y'all are doing, man, it's honorable.
Well, listen, we're doing it for the right reasons. We're doing it 100% for research. And you see it up close and personal, it sounds like, with your mother-in-law, right? It's a tough thing to watch.
Yeah, it's a tough thing to watch. And just, you know, the pain that they go through. And, you know, just it takes a village. And, you know, it's so unknown, which is the crazy part. Like you don't know how it's going to react or, you know, what the cure is, but you just got to keep fighting and you try to keep them encouraged.
No doubt about it, man. Dex, thank you so much for taking a few minutes. Go watch your team try to, you know, play a real sport. You know what I mean?
Hey, right. You guys will see it.
We'll be watching.
We appreciate you.
Thank you, Dexter.
Absolutely. Thanks. I'll talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Dexter Fowler with us from Marquee.
I'm told that we sold not one, not two, but I believe three separate hours of Hit and Run on a Sunday morning. I don't remember green lighting that as a possibility.
Yeah.
So three different hours. I probably only got like four shows left on the baseball year. Even if the Cubs are good, you know, the Bears take over on Sunday morning. So we're going to spread those out. out? Who do I talk to? I guess I make that decision myself.
I'm not sure. Okay. But the good thing is, how about this for generosity?
Yes.
Doug Meyer.
Yes.
Doug and Stacey Meyer, who are sponsoring an hour tomorrow morning.
He's the man.
He's the man. Lifelong family friend. I know you guys have become close. Three for three with Doug and Stacey Meyer sponsoring an hour. They've got a $10,000 match coming up. He's going to be your co-host for one of them.
Just tremendous.
Yeah. Huge baseball fan. I would say huge baseball dork, but that's because I love the guy.
He has the best collection of Cubs memorabilia that I have ever seen.
It is truly ridiculous.
And so I'll get him to bring some cool stuff in when he co-hosts Hit and Run.
It is truly, truly ridiculous. All right. This next hour is going to be wild. The incentive items we have are insane. The match is very personally cool to me. Terry Bors, Terry Hemmert, Liam Hendricks, Nick Wright. Sound good?
Come on.
That sounds like an hour.
Yeah, it does.
Let's raise some money for cancer research. It's Cubs for a Cure on the Score and Marquee.